St. Ignatius says, never be passive in times of spiritual desolation. On the contrary, you need to intensify your prayers. What better way to do it than with a rosary? I'm Filipino, so I'm cradle Catholic, but I grew up in Canada. It was really during high school when I received the grace to discern the will of God. When I went before the Blessed Sacrament and I told our Lord, I have no idea what I'm doing. No clue what I'm doing. You have to help me. So I remember leaving the church, and by the exit, there was an empty bookshelf, but with one book left there. And the title was The Secret of the Rosary. I devoured it, and the Holy Spirit convicted me of the power of the rosary. And I prayed the rosary every single day. When I began to pray the rosary, you know, the attraction to sin was diminished. And then also the fervor to practice the faith more and to deepen the faith more was more alive. So when I entered our community, the Franciscans of the Immaculate, we prayed the entire rosary. When the rosary was originally introduced, it consisted of all of the mysteries. So first of all, as a priest, it is the standard for me, for my spiritual life, and for my pastoral activity. I see, especially those souls who are in desperate need. Whenever you suggest, prayerfully propose, the prayer of the entire rosary, they come back to you like next week and say, Father, I'm seeing all these fruits. It's almost an immediate effect on the lives of those you suggest to pray their entire rosary. And that is a great joy of a priest, you know? And just like last week, I was telling you, this lady started to pray the entire rosary. First, she was doubtful. She said, I probably can't do this, but I'm gonna just try it. And then she was going to the Divine Mercy Shrine in Stockbridge. She got in an accident, but she was unscathed. The other car, unfortunately, they had to go to the hospital. But at that moment, she said, she was praying the rosary. And then after that, she was completely convicted. I need not only pray the rosary, the entire rosary, I need to share this with everyone I know. I see this again and again and again. St. Louis Grignion de Montfort would say in his true devotion to Mary is constant. We love the Blessed Virgin Mary in times of spiritual consolation and in times of spiritual desolation. And the rosary is the concrete means where we can exercise and practice constancy. In times of spiritual consolation, we thank the Mother of God for all the blessings that she gives us. In times of spiritual desolation, St. Ignatius says, never be passive in times of spiritual desolation. On the contrary, you need to intensify your prayers. What better way to do it than with a rosary? Praying the rosary, you just show the Mother of God that you love her. In Sacred Scripture, the woman and her seed will crush the head of the serpent. At the beginning already, there was this warfare. The Blessed Mother crushes his head. So the rosary is just another means by which his head is crushed. St. John Paul II says, when we pray the rosary, we come into contact with those memories she pondered in her heart, and we enter her heart, which in the end we know triumphs. If you read the 25th rose in The Secret of the Rosary, St. Louis Grignion de Montfort says that if you genuinely want to grow in your prayer life, pray the entire rosary, or at least 5 decades of it. He continues by saying, even if you reach a high level of prayer, continue to pray the rosary. And if you're not in that state of contemplation yet, continue to pray the rosary to dispose yourself for contemplation. So what he's saying is, wherever you are, beginning, middle, or end, the rosary is the means by which you grow in your prayer life. By praying the rosary, you're actually hitting all of the stages of prayer, especially in its ascetical aspect. So in the spiritual life, there's two different aspects, the ascetical and the mystical. The ascetical is predominantly our effort with the help of grace, while the mystical side of the spiritual life is predominantly the action of God, and we are more receptive to that. So if you look at the stages of prayer, as outlined by St. Teresa of Avila, when you pray the entire rosary well, you're praying vocal prayer, meditation, prayer of affection, and the prayer of simplicity. So the genius of our Blessed Mother is she universalizes this gift, and anybody can pray this, from the simple to the doctors, from Saint Jacinta, from the great doctors of the church. And all of them, by praying this rosary, reached a high level of prayer. Only divine origin can do that.
For tips on praying all of the mysteries of the rosary, click the video in the description and hit subscribe for more content.